Finding myself with lots of spare time on my hands, I thought it might be interesting for one or two puffins on GP if I shared pictures of some of the artwork in my home. I must first start by saying that I am not by nature an artwork lover. My brain is very much wired up to like things which are science and fact-based, although at school I did like art lessons, painting and so on, but I've never had much of an eye for art, and quite frankly most of the well-known paintings and artwork leave me unmoved and sometimes bewildered, expressionists for example. However, I do occasionally spot something that appeals to me. I just have to be in the mood and take more notice of what's about me. Some of you may know that I moved into a new build house at the end of 2018, and having a completely blank canvas to work with, we decided to buy things which were unique and where possible originals rather than prints or mass-produced copies. It will be nice to leave something of potential value for the kids, and we can enjoy it in the meantime. At the beginning of this year we had started to plan some trips to a number of art fairs and the like, with a view to enjoying both the trip to each location and the potential of picking up one or two items for our home. Our plans have been put on hold due to the COVID-19 lockdown, but we were lucky enough to pick up some items before then. The first items were all purchased from the Bristol Guild and are by a local artist, Janine Partington. She mainly works with vitreous enamel on copper, and we bought 13 of her pieces, which have been arranged in two separate groups of 9 and 4. Each enamel is 7.5 centimeters square and is mounted on a wooden block of wood 15 centimeters square, which is painted white. Janine has a number of series based on different themes and color schemes, and we bought what we liked the look of and what we felt would work best together from what Bristol Guild had on show. This shows the first group of 9 enamels, in our hallway. Some close-ups. Here is a picture of the group of 4 enamels. If you're interested in Janine's work, she has a website. She does a lovely puffin in enamel which I've got my eye on as a potential purchase in the future. They aren't exactly cheap, but they are excellent quality and each one is unique. Luckily for us, Bristol Guild had a 25% sale on when we bought our pieces, so we saved quite a lot on that. My next article will be about 2 screen prints my sister created. She studied artwork at university and has produced a number of pieces of artwork over a number of years, and we have on proud display. Text and images copyright Reggie's Mind of Evil, Going Postal 2020.